to make it without a coffee today.
Today's daf is Yud Ches. The Nozer can manage 30 days without wine. You can manage half an hour without coffee.
Daf is Kita Chayis.
Okay. We are discussing the question about the guy who... The guy who was Tomei, he was in the cemetery when he announced his Nazirus. So he's that weirdo case where he's Tomei first and then becomes a Nazir. Does he need to do a haircut, a Tiglachas, when he finishes being Tomei before he starts counting his normal Nazirus to Tara? So that's the question we're debating. And we're up to the second line from the top. At the end of the line, we'll try to answer Toshima. Toshima, v'tomei reish nizreis. So this is a pasuk. Yeah, the pasuk says that, or v'tomei reish nizreis, I should say, that this is, they're talking about the, when a nozir becomes tomei, so he was a nozir, he became tomei. The expression that the pasuk uses is v'tomei reish nizreis. He made tomei the head of his nazirus, says the braisa, v'tohe shen nitzma hakosa medaber. So that this pasuk is talking about a nazir who was toher and he was in the middle of his deal, and he became tomei. Shahuton havoras seyar. So what does he have to do when he finishes being tomei? He does. So he gets the poraduma and he makes himself toher, and at the end he has to remove his hair, the havas siporin, and bring the birds. So the in other words, the karbonis of a nazir tomei. Is he has to bring karbonis also, like a nozer Torah, but the karbonis are slightly different, and he brings two birds. One is a chatas, and one is a oila, and then he brings an ashram as well. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. Dafke is somebody who was tahir, like in normal, and he became tamei somehow in the middle of his nazirus. The lifter is a nozer bekever, and it exempts one who is a nozer, again, it's the expression, he's a nozer in the grave. It means he became a nozer while he was in the cemetery. So he started off in the cemetery. So the nazirus didn't start immediately. So it's excluded. She'ein ton havara sayor. It does not require him to cut his hair. Vavos tuporim, and to bring the birds. Yeah, so he's learning from the Timei Rosh Nizroi. If you translate it, he made his nazirus tomei. So that implies that he had a nazirus, he was going, and he made himself tomei. Someone who was not a nazir yet in the first place, that's not what that pasuk's talking about. So we're trying to show that therefore he does not have to, in that case he would not have to do the haircut business before he starts his nazirus. And the braisa continues, v'haloi dvorin kal v'chomer, l'chayra, it would have been a kal v'chomer the other way around. The kal v'chomer would have been, a person who is toher and becomes tomei. So he started off toher. He's doing a normal nazirus. Nevertheless, if he becomes tomei in the middle, he has to cut his hair and bring birds. As misha haya tomei betchila, somebody who's hastes even more tomei because he started off that way. Isn't it a kal v'chomer that he should have to cut his hair and bring the birds? I mean, clearly, from a logic perspective, you could argue whether it's a kal v'chomer or not, but it doesn't really matter because the braisa concludes that whether it's a kal v'chomer or not, Tamar lo mevatimei reish nizreis. Anyway, the pasuk says clearly that it's only the guy who was tohar and became tomei. He's the guy who has to have a haircut and bring the birds. The lifter was a nozer bekever. The guy who became a nozer while he was in the cemetery is potter from tiglachas and potter from bringing birds. Shma mino. So that is a clear braisa to answer the question of Ravashi. Okay, so we got that one down. Next question. Next topic. Mantana. Now, we've brought a whole lot of different braises here. Some of these braises we've repeated over and over again. And now the Gemara wants to delve in a little bit more. Man tana, hod tana rabbonon. That braise, which we've quoted probably about five times already, the braise is, ein ben tomei shenozer lenozer tohei shenitma. There's no difference between the guy who was tomei when he was in the cemetery, he made himself a nozer, to the guy who was toher as a nozer and made himself tomei in the middle. What's the difference between these two? Ella, Shatame, we used this in the past. We brought this to try to show that the same din the Gabi Tiglachas or the same din the Gabi Malkus when they had the Machlekes of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. But here the Gemara is not going to make this diyukim. The Gemara just wants to know, according to whose opinion is it, that the difference is Taka Ella Shatame Shanazar Shri Shalai Olamina Minyan. That if he is a Tom, he starts off in the Beis HaKvaris, and then he's going to become a Nozer when he becomes Toher. So what does he do? He gets out of the Beis HaKvaris, he sprinkles the Parah Adumah on day 3 and day 7. Day 7 is the day when he's becoming Toher. That day 7 can count as the first day of his Nazirus that he has to start.
We did that.
We've had this price about 5 times already. Yeah, but now we want to find out whose day is it. We've assumed all along that we've taken it as read that he can start on the seventh day. We haven't really discussed, does everyone agree with that or not? Well, who says? We've taken that as a given. Well, now we're going to find out who says. Yeah, so that day, that seventh day counts because he's not bringing karbonis. Because he doesn't have to bring karbonis on the eighth day. So the seventh day is the end of the Tara and the first day of the Nazirus.
Also, the difference could be, can he actually start the zeros while he's Toher?
He cannot, but the seventh day is the day he becomes Toher. And if you say part of a day counts as the day, so that seventh day you can start. Masha Ein Kein, if you say he can't start till the eighth day. The Nazir Toher Shenitma, which is different from the guy who was Toher and became Tomei, because not only does he need the 7 days of Tara, but he needs to bring Karbonis on the eighth day. And therefore, says the Braisa, he cannot start the Nazirus until the day he brings the Karbonis. Yeah, so he can't start on the seventh day, and then the eighth day still bring the Karbonis of the Tumah. And therefore, Ein Shviyah Shalai Olam Min HaMinyan, the seventh day for his Tara is not going to count as the first day of his Nazirus. So this Braisa we've quoted already many times. But who says is the question. That's Mantana means who says. That's what translation. Is Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda answers, Rebbe says. What did Rebbe say? The Amar Rebbe, Ein Naziris Tara Chala Ela Ad Shmini. Rebbe is the one who says that when he wants to start being a Nazir in a Toher fashion, which is what he has to do, that doesn't start until the eighth day. The seventh day doesn't count as day one. It's the eighth day that's going to be day one. The E Tamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because if you would say it's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see in a second, who argues with Rebbe, he says that even in the case where he has to bring the Karbonis, he can still start the Nazirus counting from the seventh day, not from the eighth day. So there's a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda, and this that we've taken as read, that it starts on the seventh, on the eighth day, that it starts on the eighth day when he's a Toher Shenitzma, that's only according to Rebbe. So the Gemara explains, my Rebbe and my Rebbe Shabbat Yehuda. Very nice, you told me your name dropping here, but where do we see that they say anything? Where is Rebbe and where is Rebbe Shabbat Yehuda? The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. The Kidas Eshreishe Bayoimahu. So it says about a Nazir Tomei, the Pasuk says that if he becomes Tomei when he's a Nazir, he's got to wait 7 days and mitar himself, and then on the eighth day, he brings his Karbonis of Tiglachas Atuma, and he brings the Karbonis, which is 2 birds and a sheep. Yeah? Not a sheep or two and a kangaroo. A bird or two and a sheep. Yeah? So then it says, V'kidas ashreishre b'yemahu. He sanctifies his head on that day. In other words, he starts growing his hair again. That's what he means, V'kidas ashreishre. B'yemahu, on that day. In other words, that's day one. That day when he starts making his head holy is the first day of the Nazirus. But it's b'yemahu, which day? That day you start. You're asking me which day to start on? I'll tell you, that day. But that doesn't tell me anything. Which day is that day? Says Rebbe, B'yoyim havaz karbonosav. When the Pasuk says that day, it means the day he brings the karbonos. Because that's where he sort of finished off the Tumah era, and he starts the new era of his Nazirus. So which is day 8. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe says. B'yoyim ahu means the day he brings the karbonos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nope. B'yoyim tiglachtoi. B'yoyim ahu means haircut day. And haircut day is 7. So therefore he's counting even the seventh day. So according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, there is no difference between the Tomei Shanozar and the Nazir Toher Shanitzma, they both start counting the Nazirus on the seventh day after they've made themselves Toher with the Paraduma.
Which is actually interesting because When he finishes in the Zeus, there's a normal Zeus, the haircut and the cotton.
Ah, that's the different,
day.
Yes. Teglachas HaTumah is different. It doesn't put his hair underneath the pot either for the Tumah, for the Tomei Kabonis. Okay, now the Gemara says, Viter, now that you've told me this Machlekes of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, let's look at this next Mishnah. V'had Etznam, we have another Mishnah. This other Mishnah says, Anozer Shanit Matumah is Harbe. If a Nazir became Tomei many times, so he kept trying to, he was a Nazir, yeah, not that he started Tomei, a normal Nazir, he was going along nicely, and then he became Tomei, and then he was trying to become Tomei, he became Tomei again, many times, over and over again, he became Tomei, while he was still trying to finish off his Nazirus, and maybe,
a doctor working in the hospital,
maybe, or maybe dead people, maybe he was in Syria. It's the Chavar Kaddish. Or the...
That's why he's a Yotze V'nichdus in the basic clothes.
Uh-huh. Enei mevi ela korban echot. So he only has to bring one korban at the end of all of these tumas that he has. He brings one korban of tuma, and then he goes on and becomes toher. So the diuk here is that we're calling it many tumas. We're not saying one tuma. We're saying each one is considered a separate tuma, but he only needs one korban, which is a little bit of a paradox right in itself. Because if you're... that means... Was he finished being Tomei the first time, so you're calling it Tumei Harbe? Yeah, because if it was the same Tumei, if he wasn't finished being Tomei, then when he's Tomei again, it's not really a new Tumei, it's the same one. It's a Tumei Arichta, as Rashi says, a long one, yeah? So you have to find a scenario whereby you would call it multiple Tumas, but nevertheless the halacha will be, he only needs one carbon. So who is that? So that's what the Mishnah says, that there's a situation where even though we're calling it Tumei Harbe, he only needs one carbon. So according to whom can we get such a situation? It's Man Tana. So which Tana will say that? Is Omer Rav Chisda Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. So Rav Chisda says this one will dafke be according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Why? The Omer Naziris Tara Mishvi Chayla. Because he says that you can start counting the new Naziris on the seventh day already. Yeah? Umashkachas Losa. How do you get a situation where you're calling it Tumas Harbe, but he only needs to bring one carbon? He got Tomei on the seventh day. Now, what's the deal when he gets Tomei on the seventh day? So according to Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, that day is already the first day of his Naziris Tara. So if he becomes Tomei again, you can quite legitimately call that another Tumah, not the same Tumah continuing, yeah? Because really, he was starting already his new Naziris. So it's another Tumah. It's a separate Tumah from the first one. Yet the carbon's only tomorrow. And because he hasn't yet been at a point where he can bring the carbon, that's what they call a shah haro'u lehavi b'carbon. Yeah, he hasn't yet come to a time when he could have brought the carbon. Therefore, since he was never mechuyev in the carbon yet, when he eventually becomes tohar, he will only bring one carbon for both of the times that he was tomei. So it makes sense according to him, because you can say that he's tohar even the day before he brings the carbon, and therefore if he became tomei, we would count that as tumei's harbe, many times, multiple times, becoming Tomei, but yet only one carbon at the end. Skip the brackets. Kiven de la yotza sha'a haru'ya lahavi carbon. And it's even though it's a separate Tumah, but because it has not yet come to a time when he could have brought the carbon, so regarding carbonis, he's in the same hemshech, and therefore ene chayev ala carbon echad. He only needs to bring one carbon.
Kills many birds with one
carbon. He killed many Tumahs with one bird. It's actually two birds. Yes. So why is it Tafka Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda? Will it work according to Rebbe? Because if you're saying Rebbe says what? That he only starts counting the Naziris Tara on the eighth day. That's what we said, yeah? So when did he become Tomei? That you're going to count it as Tumei's Harbe, but he only has to bring one carbon. If he keeps becoming Tomei on the seventh day, that's not a new Tumah. Because his Tumah didn't really finish till he starts the Naziris Tara, which is on the eighth day. So if he became Tumah in the seventh day, it's not a new Tumah. It's he never managed to finish the first one. So he's still in the middle of the same Tumah. Is therefore, you would say, skip the brackets, Kulu Tumah Richtahi. It's all one Tumah. You couldn't call it Tumah's Harbe. He said, you'll tell me what. In order to call it Tumas Harbi, according to Rebbe, it has to be he became Tumah on the eighth day. So he was finished with that Tumah, and he's now got Tara, and he now becomes Tumah. It's a new Tumah, so it's Tumas Harbi. But if he became Tumah on the eighth day, the eighth day is a time when he already should have brought the carbon for the first one. So if he becomes Tumah now on the eighth day, he's going to have to bring another two separate carbonis, one for this first one and one for the second one. Yeah, so there's no way to get, according to Rebbe, that he should have Tumas Harbe, but only Chai of one carbon, only according to Rebbe Yosi Bar Yehuda. So now the Gemara, just to finish off, my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? So we said before that Rebbe learned from the Pasuk V'kidash Tres Reisha B'yayim Ahu. He didn't, so that Pasuk, we brought it before already, but we didn't say B'yayim Ahu, that day means the day of bringing the Korbanos. We said that was Divrei Rebbe, but we didn't say, well, how does Rebbe know that? Yeah, I could translate that day to mean lots of different things. How does Rebbe know that B'yayim Ahu means the day of the Korbanos and not the day of the haircut? Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, because he learns the Pasuk as follows. The Pasuk, that same Pasuk that says, V'kidat Tishreisha B'yayim Ahu, goes like this. A guy became Tomei, a Nozer became Tomei, and it says, V'chiper Alav, he atones on himself, or the Kohen, I guess, atones on him when he brings the korban. Me'ashechata al hanefesh, from the fact that he sinned by becoming Tomei Meis. Yeah, so he brings his korbanos. And then the pasuk continues, v'hadar, after saying it brings the korbanos, the pasuk continues, v'kidat ashreishai. Then he makes his head holy and he starts counting the zeros. So according to Rebbe, the pasuk is in order. First the korbanos, and then start counting the zeros taro. So that's what Rebbe says. So that makes sense, l'chayra. So therefore, how does Rebbe Yosef Bar Yehuda explain that? Why does he say that the V'yayim Ahu means the day before? Yeah, the day of the haircut. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Yosef Bar Yehuda will tell you, in Cain, if it means to say that his V'yayim Ahu is the day of the Karbonos, and he has to bring the Karbonos first and then start counting, as Lema Krav V'kidas Esreishai. It could have just said, he brings the Karbonos and he starts counting his Nazirus. Bayoim Ahu, Bayoim Ahu, Lamali. You have to raise your voice when you say Bayoim Ahu. Yeah, on that day, why does the pasuk have to say on that day? I understand. He may read the kabbonis and he starts counting. So I understand that he starts counting right away. So it's on that day. Why do you need the pasuk Bayoim Ahu? Is him ena inyan l'shmini? If it's not telling you to start on the eighth day, because if he wanted to tell you to start on the eighth day, it wouldn't have had to say anything, because that's what I would assume is the eighth day. So why does it say B'yom Ahu Tenayu Inyan L'Shvi? So it must be that the B'yom Ahu was the day of the haircut, not the day of the Korbanos. So that's Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. So now, just to finish off with the Psukim, V'Rebbe, according to Rebbe, so L'Chayu, that's a good argument, according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, that the B'yom Ahu is not necessary if it's the eighth day. So the Rebbe, how does Rebbe explain that? Rebbe Nami Haksiv B'yayim Ahu. According to Rebbe, that B'yayim Ahu L'chayre is superfluous. Because if you're starting on the eighth day anyway, you don't need B'yayim Ahu. Because what else would I do? It says, bring a carbon and start in a zeros. Is Amalach Rebbe. Rebbe will tell you, Hahu L'hachihu D'asa. That Pasuk B'yayim Ahu is to teach you the following. Lema L'cha, to teach you that Afal Pichat Loi Hevi Korban Oisav. Even though he didn't actually bring the Korbanos yet, it's Bayoim Hahu, on that day. In other words, the Pasuk says, bring the Korbanos and make yourself a Nazir. So without the Bayoim Hahu, you would translate that he has to actually bring the Korbanos, and then, well, even on that day, but later in the day, or whatever. Once he's brought the Korbanos, then that day he can start counting. Yeah, but what happens if he didn't bring the carbon yet? Yeah, you would think he cannot start counting. So therefore, it needs to tell him. What will be the difference if he becomes Tomei? Is he still in the old one or the new one? Whatever. So therefore, it needs to tell me, B'yayim Ahu, that even if he didn't bring the Korbanos for some reason, either it's the day hasn't started, or even if he didn't, for some reason, he didn't do it till the ninth day. Yeah? Even if he didn't do it, he would still start counting the Nazirus on the eighth day. That's what Rebbe says, B'yayim Ahu is teaching you. Okay. Now, so what did we say? That one of the Tumah, that mission about the Tumah is Harbe and one carbon. That is many times Tomei, only one carbon. We said it has to be according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. And it's talking about where it becomes Tomei on the seventh day, which according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda makes it a new Tumah, not a continuation of the old Tumah. And still you're a chayav only one carbon. It says the Gemara asking, Rav Chisda, my doichke leukmik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he have to say that it can only be according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi? L'chayr, we want it to be according to Rabbi because halacha is like Rabbi, mechaveroi. Yeah, so the halacha is like Rabbi. So we would rather be able to get a Mishnah that should be according to Rabbi. Yeah, and like he said, the other brisa about the Ein Bein, he said that was according to Rabbi. So he wants to. We would prefer if we could make this Mishnah about the Tumas Harbe, we would like that to be according to Rabbi as well. So the Gemara asks, why is Rabbi Yosef? That's why he calls it Doichke. He's pushing himself to make it Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda. Why push yourself to make it Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda? Why don't you make it according to Rabbi and say what was the case? Kigayin the Nitma. The Chazir, there's a debate about the word the Chazir here, but anyway, the Chazir Balel Shmini, he became Tomei in the night of the 8th. Yeah? Now, according to Rebbe, he finished the 7th, so the night of the 8th is already the day of the Karbonis, because night is the beginning of the next day. Yeah? So, and then you could say it's Rebbe he. So therefore, the assumption being that the night is the beginning. Yeah? So once the night happens, he's finished being Tomei, so if he becomes Tomei again, it's a new Tumah, but he hasn't yet had an opportunity to bring the Karban, because a Karban is definitely only in the daytime, and therefore, it's still not a Shah HaRo'i, Yotzis HaShah HaRo'i Yalhavi Karban, and therefore, the night of the 8th, according to Rebbe, will have the same parameters as the 7th day, according to Rebbe Yehuda. That the Tara, he's Tahir, he's finished the Tumah, but he hasn't been able to bring the korban yet because he has to wait for the day of the 8th. So therefore, according to that, Rebbe should say, if he became Tomei, it's Tumei's Harbe, but when it comes to the korbanos, he only has to bring one. So why can't you say it's according to Rebbe, and we're talking about where he became Tomei in the night leading into the 8th day? So then the Gemara answers himself, is me de loy mukim laki Rebbe? Now, come to think of it, says the Gemara, the fact that Reb Chisda doesn't say that's what the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and he became Tomei in the nighttime, is Lema Kasavar. Does that mean that we have to say that Reb Chisda holds that Rebbe holds that Leilya Lav Mechuses Manhu? That with the definition of a Shah Haruya La Haviba Karban, so physically you cannot bring the Karban until the daytime. The Torah says by Karbonis Beyom Tzavoysoi, all Karbonis are done in the daytime. Yeah, there's no exceptions to that. So therefore, therefore it's not mechusas. But the fact that he has to actually bring the korban bepoyel mamish on the 8th day, that's true. But the 8th night would still be considered the day of the korban. It's not considered a mechusas man, the time hasn't come yet. The time has just the time has come because it's the 8th day. But there's a side reason why you can't actually physically bring the korban yet. And therefore, we don't need a shah, so yotis a shah ru'il ha'ibah karban. We would just say it's the day when the karban will be brought. Yeah? For the fact that he doesn't say that, it must be that even if he became Tomei in the nighttime, he has to bring two karbanis, not one. Even though he couldn't have brought the karban b'poyel, but because it's the day when he can bring the karban, that would be enough to make him that he's chayiv multiple karbanis, l'chayra. So that seems to be, from the fact that Rav Chisda doesn't say that it's according to Rebbe, it must be because according to Rebbe, even if he became Tomei in the nighttime, it would be chay of multiple karbonis. Is Omer of Ad Barahava? No. Haba Hotalia. No, the two things go together. Iyamarta Lelya Mechusar Zman. If you say the nighttime is called, Mechusar Zman translates lacking the time, we haven't yet come to the time. So if you say at nighttime, we haven't yet come to the time because you can't actually bring the carbon yet, is Amos Mechse le carbon? When can he actually bring the carbon? Is le Tzafra, in the morning. Yeah, that's when he can bring the carbon. Is a bazoi nazirus nami le chayla Tzafra? We thought that according to Rebbe, when you say that he starts the nazirus on the 8th day, it means the beginning of the 8th day, i.e. sunset of the 8th going into the 8th night. So the nazirus starts and the carbon is in the morning. And therefore, we thought if he becomes Tomei, yeah, he should be chayav to karbonis. Says Rav Ada Barahava, no. There's two things go together. You can't separate it. You can't say he starts the Naziris in the night, but he doesn't bring the korban until the morning. If he can't bring the korban until the morning, is Naziris nami lechay lad safra. That means the Naziris starts in the morning. So if he became Tomei at night, it's still the same tumor as before. It's a tumor richta. It's a long tumor. It's not a new tumor. You couldn't call it multiple tumors, tumas harbi. If you would say that it's not mechus zman, then you would say naziris tara chayla meurta. Then you would say the naziris tara starts in the night time. But it doesn't prove either way what Rebbe holds. Yeah, and therefore he wants to say that. Therefore he doesn't establish that the Mishnah should go according to Rebbe. Okay, now the next bit, the two dots, gufa. Rashi wrote over here that the word gufa doesn't belong, because gufa is usually used when you've quoted something in passing, and then you go back and explain it in depth. And he says, this one, we never even quoted it yet, so it doesn't make sense to say gufa. Okay, we can take out the word gufa if Rashi's not happy with it. So let's go on. The Bach puts in the words here, Tana Rabbonon. Okay, let's do Tana Rabbonon. That's nicer. Tana Rabbonon. We learned in a brace. Nitma bashvi v'chazav nitma bashvi. If he becomes Tomei on the seventh day and he becomes Tomei again on the seventh day. So this is Einei mevi ela korban echad. Because it hasn't yet come to the day when he can bring the korbanis, he only has to bring one korban for all his multiple tumas. Nitma b'shmini v'chazav nitma b'shmini. If he became Tomei on the eighth day already, and then he again became Tomei on the eighth day, etc., maybe korban akol lechav echad, because the eighth day was a day when he was already able to start the new naziris because he brings the korbanis. Therefore, each one is a separate tuma, and not only that, but he brings a separate korban on each one as well. Mas chelomoyne miyad, and then he starts counting on that eighth day. He starts counting immediately. Miyad here means first thing in the morning, yeah, because the first thing in the morning of the eighth is when he could bring the korban. That means even if he didn't lepoil bring the korban yet, he starts counting straight away, and he's into a new Naziris, and therefore anything that happens from now on is a new one. Divrei Rebbe Lezer. That's according to Rebbe Lezer. The Chachamim Maimrim, but the Chachamim say, no, Karban Echad al Akil, he is still in the old Naziris. He cannot start the new Naziris, in other words, Atri Yovi Chatosai. Not just first thing in the morning, but he has to bring the Karban Chatos. So he brings two birds, one is a Chatos and one is an Oila. Yeah, so he has to bring the chatos. If he hasn't brought the chatos yet, he's still in the previous state of the Tomei days, and he's still in the original one, and he only has to bring one carbon. If he brought the chatos and then became Tomei, and then again he brought the chatos and became Tomei, etc., etc., maybe carbon akol lechavecha. Then that's when the chachamim say he is now in it's a new one, and therefore he has to bring a carbon for each one. That means that, so the this is sort of repeating himself, but just to point it out, that there's two birds and a sheep, like we said. So the sheep is the Osham. So as long as he brought the Chatos, says the Chachamim, even though he didn't bring the sheep for the Osham, Moina, he can already start counting. It's the Chatos that determines whether he's finished the out with the old and in with the new. Yeah, it's the Chatos that's the determining factor. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Breika, says, no, it's not the Chatos. Kishem Shechatos, my kevis. Just like he does not start counting the new Naziris until he brings the Korban Chatos. Kein Hashom Ma'akvoi. So the same as the Osham. So he's got to bring a bird for a Chatos and a sheep for a Osham. And then he's into a new one. If he became Tomei then he will. Then he needs to bring multiple Korbanis. Okay, so three Ramachloikis. Can he start first thing in the morning? Does it start when he brings the Chatos? Does it start when he brings the Osham? Says the Gemara, Bishlam, the Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer said that he starts the first thing in the morning. Why? A famous Pasuk, Omar Kra, V'kidus Eshreishoi, Bayoim Hahu, on that day. Yeah, and like Rebbe said before, that Bayoim Hahu is superfluous. So he said, that's to teach you that even if he didn't actually bring the Korbanis, but since it's that day, once you get to that day, you can start. So that's what Rebbe Lezer holds also. Once it's that day, you can start, even if you didn't actually bring the Korbanis yet. That's when the new Nazira starts. So that was Rebbe Lezer. Very fine. V'Rabbonon. The Rabbonon say you have to wait till you bring the Korban Chatos. It's Ahu. Afal Pishalei Hevi Ashomai. That when it says Bayoim Ahu, it means that day. It means, yeah, that day, even though you didn't bring the Yoshom. But not even though you didn't bring the Chatos. You still need to bring a Chatos. Okay, why? Because you got to do something. You got to do something to finish off the old. Yeah. Elo, Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you need to bring everything, yeah, the Chatas and the Osham, so what do I need Bayamahu for? It's not that day. It's only when you brought those Korbanos. So why does it say that day? So lahu lamali, why say bayomahu? Zamalach, Rabbi Shmuel will tell you, there's one more thing, the other bird. Hahu afapishla hevi alosai. That on that day, even if he didn't bring the carbon oil, he starts counting anew nezirus. Yeah, so he brought the chatas and the oshim, but not the oil. That's good enough to start the new nezirus. If it becomes tummy, then it'll be a separate carbon, then it'll be a mechuyah. Okay, so those are three machlokes. Now, Rabbanon. So why did Rabbanon say that it's only the chatas and not the, and but the oshim you don't need to? Why can't they agree with Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Brechem and Breaker to say that the Bayomahu is telling you that you don't need to bring the oila? V'rabbanon oila leboy miyuto. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that he can continue on the new Naziris even though he hasn't brought the oila yet, because doirein be'almahu, because it's just Rabbi yeah, what is it, doirein? It's just a daron. It's just a gift. It's not atoning for anything. It's not making him ois tome, it's not doing anything, it's a gift. After a person, when a person sins, so the first thing he has to do is make good the sin. So he brings that I'm sorry carbon, which is the chatos. And then, so now he's back to sort of neutral. But if you want to become mates again, then you have to give him a present. So there's two steps, chatos and oila. Chatos is to smooth over the sin that he did, and then the oila is the, let's now be even mates again. Yeah, so that's so therefore you don't need a pasuk to tell me that that doesn't stop you from counting the naziris.
In other words, you pay back the bank manager the money first and give him a donation for the next loan.
I'll there give a donation to the bank manager for a loan? Oh. I don't know who your bank manager is. Okay, and then so my time, I heard the Rabbanon. What's the reason of the Chachamim? The Tanya. V'hizir l'Hashem. So where do they, in other words, where do they get a, from a pasuk? Yeah, v'hizir l'Hashem es yemei nizroi. It says that Hashem, that he makes himself a nazir to Hashem the days of his nazirus. V'hevi kevis benchinasai l'Hashem, and he brings a sheep, a first year sheep for the Hashem. That means what? It says v'hizir first. He starts count. He starts being a nazir, and then it says he brings an Hashem. So they say that he starts counting even before bringing the Asham, because it said, that means he brought the Chatos, and then he starts counting the Nazirus, so he's now a Nazir, and then he brings the Asham. Is Ma Talmud Loimar? Why does it have to say it like this? Is Lefisha Matsinu, because we found Shakol Asham Meshabetorah, in general, when a person is a Mechusa Kippurim, that he's obligated to bring Karbonis, and one of those is an Asham, Shehein Ma'akvin. So every in general, an Asham, Yabetorah, yeah, an Asham stops him from being Tahir. If he doesn't drink the Asham Metzorah, he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, yeah? So you would think, Yachalav Zem Akvay. So you would think by the Nazir Tomei, the Asham also stops him from starting the Naziris Tara. Top of the page, Talmud Leimar, V'hizir V'hevi. The Torah Dafka puts it in this order. He becomes a Nazir, and then he brings the Asham. That Afal Pisha Loi Hevi, even though he hasn't yet brought the Asham, Hizir, he becomes a Nazir. So what does Rabbi Shmuel do with that pasuk? Rabbi Shmuel ben Eshel Brechem and Breiko Eimer v'hizir v'hevi. How do I learn that? Emasai hizir bizman shehevi. He becomes a nazir because he already brought the asham. So that's how he fetches that pasuk. Okay, so that is that. How we explain that? That's three machlokes. We continue tomorrow.